Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, taking care of our mental health can feel like trying to herd cats sometimes, right? Between juggling work, relationships, and just plain life, it's easy to put ourselves last on the to-do list. But guess what? You deserve to feel good, you deserve to thrive, and prioritizing your well-being isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Today, we're diving deep into why mental health matters, how to recognize when you need a little extra TLC, and most importantly, actionable steps you can take right now to start feeling better. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, easier said than done. But trust me on this one, it's all about making small changes that add up to big results. Think of it like building a house you wouldn't try to put the roof on before laying the foundation, would you? It's the same with your mental health. We need to create a strong base of self-care and well-being before tackling those bigger challenges. So let's break down some key takeaways that can help us get started. 1. Recognize your triggers. Ever notice how certain situations or people seem to push your buttons? Identifying your triggers is like having a map to navigate your emotional landscape. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for coping and managing those feelings in a healthy way. Think of it like this. Knowing your trigger points gives you the power to choose how you respond instead of reacting impulsively. 2. Practice mindfulness. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that's awesome if you are. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? This can help calm your mind and bring a sense of peace, even amidst the chaos of everyday life. 3. Fuel your body, feed your soul. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, would you? Treat your body like the amazing machine it is. Nourish yourself with healthy foods that give you energy and make you feel good. And don't forget about those mental vitamins, reading a good book, listening to uplifting music, spending time in nature. These things can do wonders for your soul. 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about getting that summer bod, though that's a bonus. It's a fantastic way to release stress, boost your mood, and clear your head. Find an activity you enjoy: dancing, walking, swimming, whatever gets you moving. Remember, even small bursts of activity can make a big difference. 5. Connect with others. We're social creatures, and human connection is vital for our well-being. Make time for the people who lift you up, who make you laugh, who truly see and appreciate you. Sharing your experiences, both good and bad, can help you feel less alone and more supported. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and drained. Sound familiar? One day she realizes that she's barely making time for herself. Sarah decides to take charge of her well-being by incorporating some small changes into her routine. Morning mindfulness. Sarah starts each day with 5 minutes of mindful breathing before diving into the chaos. This simple act helps her center herself and approach the day with a calmer mindset. How it works? She takes brisk walks during her lunch break, using that time to clear her head and recharge. The fresh air and movement do wonders for her energy levels and mood. Dinner time delights. Instead of rushing through dinner, Sarah makes an effort to enjoy mealtimes with her family, focusing on connection and conversation. This creates a sense of togetherness and helps her feel more grounded. Within weeks, Sarah starts noticing a difference. She feels less stressed, more energized, and more present in her life. She's still busy, but now she's handling it with grace and resilience. See? Small changes can lead to big transformations. Remember, prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential for living a fulfilling and meaningful life. You are worthy of happiness, peace, and well-being. Don't underestimate the power of taking small steps towards creating a healthier and happier you. Now I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can implement today to prioritize your mental health? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to well-being. And don't forget to subscribe and join us for another episode tomorrow, where we'll dive into a new topic to help you heal, grow, and thrive.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.